but I'm just a vessel, and that is not to downplay me or anybody else.
Amen.
No, God, the Lord, receives all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because without Him, we couldn't even do this part. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank You, Lord, that You receive, Father God, that hand clap offering, Lord God. Father God, I thank You that You open our eyes to see today, Father God. Hallelujah, what You have for us, Lord God. Open our ears to hear, Father. Not just hear the words, Father God, but to hear what the Spirit is saying, Father God, to the church today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for every soul in this house.
Yes, sir.
Father God, I thank You, Lord God, for healing going forth.
Yes.
Father God, for the healing of soul, for the healing of the body, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. Hallelujah. All right, this word, my heart and my prayer today is that it is a word of encouragement. Amen. Hallelujah. That is my desire today of something that the Lord showed me several months ago. And right now, just as an exercise, if all of us would just do it one more time. We do that when we go to the doctor, don't we? Amen. The next thing, but I don't put the tongue out. No. All right. We have breath. We have a living. Now, it is a witness, but Lord, I want a different word. We have a living. What, Kathy?
Evidence?
Yes.
Right.
That's my sister. We are swords that sharpen one another.
Right now.
We can start off on one little simple topic of in natural, and Lord knows, in 2 seconds later, we're on the Word, and we can go. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't take her and I very long. Woo. If we were dinner back there, we'd be cooked in 2 minutes and have a meal out here. We preach more sermons to one another than we could write a book, couldn't we, Shirley? We could write a volume. But the breath is a living evidence. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Several have mentioned this morning about tomorrow. Well, right now we're in today, but if tomorrow, you shouldn't forget this word, but if you do, all you have to do is go, oh, I remember that word. It is a living evidence in you. Amen? All right. Genesis. God said in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, and Lord knows I have read through Genesis, not 100% thoroughly, but from 1 through 4. Woo! And I'm going to tell you what, I got 6 months of Sundays that I can, the stuff that I have seen in Genesis, Lord knows, reading through this to just get to this one simple fact. Jesus, I've seen other things. God said. Who said it?
God
said it. God said, let us, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said, let us make mankind in our image. Man or mankind? Now, Nikki, all right, those of you, how many of you before have heard me minister the word in here? Raise your hand really high if you have. All right. You know that I like interaction, okay? So answer out, okay? Man or mankind?
Man.
Let us make Mankind. It's mankind. Let us make mankind. Was it just Adam? No, there was more in Adam. Because then out of that was more out of that one. Seed in its own self. When he made Adam, there was seed in Adam that was going to produce more. Don't forget this. Let us make mankind in our image and after our likeness. So they'll have dominion, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? That's not where we're going. So, the next verse, 27. So God did it. He said it, and then he did it. So God created man in his own image, in the image and likeness of God. He created him. Okay? All right. Now, chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath or the spirit of life. You have the living evidence in you. And man became a living soul. You are formed of the ground. The breath of God is in you that made you a living soul. You receive the Lord and he brings his spirit in you. You are not a spirit being. You are a living being that houses the breath of God and the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, verse in chapter 3. No, I'm sorry. Let's keep on in 2. In 15. Well, I saw a preaching there too. I'm going to preach it again another day. Lord have mercy. Y'all wouldn't believe everything I saw in Genesis. 15. And the Lord God took man. I'm going to give y'all a little nugget. I can't help myself. I can't keep a secret with the Word of God. A sister called the other day and I gave her something that I hadn't even preached yet. And I said, now don't you go preaching this. She said, Carmen, that's so good. I felt that when I said it. Don't you go preaching it. I hadn't preached. She said, well, I can't promise that. I said, you better not preach my Word. I ain't preached it yet. And the Lord God took man and he put him in the garden.
Oh, God.
I know. See, Kathy, she already got. See, we'll preach a month of Sundays on that one. The Lord didn't even just make Adam and said, there's the garden. Or he didn't just walk in the garden. God put him in the garden. Are you in your garden? See, I'm going to keep it right there because Lord have mercy. I felt that one. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to come back and minister that one. He put him in the garden for a purpose. I'm not going to go there. And the Lord God commanded the man saying, he had one commandment. Look at all the ones we got now. He gave Adam one. You ever remember growing up, your mom and dad left the house and they said one thing for you not to do. They came back home, they would say, I told you just one thing and you didn't listen to me. Gave them one thing. Don't eat of that tree. I've given you everything else. And it's been preached and it's been thought about and it's been questioned. Why did God do that? God tempted man. We've had all these fallacies. It was free will. It was always free will. And wait till I tell you, the explosion on that one that I found. It was always free will. You can eat freely of all of this except that one. The tree of, it's got a name. Everything has a name. Of knowledge of good and evil. You shall not eat of that. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now we know that they partook of it, but we know that they did not fall over dead that day. And in this right here, one Sunday at our house, the Lord opened my eyes to see something that I'd never seen before. And it's very simple. It's very simple. It can be deep, but it's very simple. God is simple with us. We complicate it. He's simple.
Simple. Implicit.
He is simple. He commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden except of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for in that day you'll die. And I saw it, that they didn't die. God didn't leave them there. He didn't forsake them, because He didn't take their breath. Let that sink in for a second. See, the presence left, and we know the presence left, because I'm going to tell you something else too.
Come on.
There's been a fallacy in the church as far as it sounds good.
Yeah.
It really, this really next thing I'm going to say sounds good, but you don't want to do it. How many of you heard, oh, I just want to walk with God in the cool of the day? How many of y'all heard that?
Yes.
Oh, that I could just walk with God in the cool of the day. You don't want to walk with God in the cool of the day. As far as I can see, it's the only time that it's said in Scripture. There could be more and I could miss it. It's only one time, and within that frame itself, in that one passage itself, it's not good. Let's read that real quick. And I'm going to have to find it because I wasn't going to go there, but I'm going to go there. Okay, it is 3:8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid. It's in that same passage. So how can walking with God in the cool of the day be good? Where was Adam and Eve?
Hiding.
I don't want to walk with him in the cool of the day.
Okay.
Because I got to find where I looked it up in the Hebrew lexicon. But I'm going to show you a picture of what it looked like, to what I had seen thus far of walking with God in the cool of the day. No, you don't want to go there. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. They saw that they were naked. So they still had breath. But they were uncovered. What covered Adam and Eve? The presence of God. The glory of God. The presence of God was lifted off When they disobeyed the one thing and ate of the tree that they were told not to eat. The cool of the day. God did not come in the garden. Adam, Eve, where are you? No! He came in, and the one word said that when he came in and he called, it was a Adam!
My God.
He did a whirlwind twist. He was angry! Yeah. The only time I see cool of the day is in that passage. So how can that be good to walk with God in the cool of the day? The day right there means hot. He hollered out with a loud voice. That word translates in the Hebrew. Adam!
Jesus.
Woo! No, thank you. I want to walk with peace with my Jesus.
Yeah.
Want to obey the word. And yes, if I slip and mess up, hallelujah, he's made atonement for me and I can accept it and receive it. And did you hear what I said? I can accept it and receive it. Some don't still accept it and receive it because they live in a victim mentality. Get that out of your soul. Woo!
Come on, preach.
You are more than a conqueror.
Yeah, yeah.
You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath.
Come on, sister.
You tell that to yourself and you tell that to the enemy. The enemy, people talk like they just talk to the devil every day. Well, if you're going to talk to the devil, say, sit down right here and let me tell you who I am and what I am, okay? I am a child of my Most High God, devil. My God has said that I'm above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail.
Come on, sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I honor him at first fruit. I have placed the tithe in his hand. I love and I bless Israel and I give to Israel.
Hallelujah.
And I give to the poor. See, when you look up, he's been long gone. He left after I said I was a child of the Most High God.
Okay.
Quit inviting that devil in.
Wow.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Preach.
I'm trying, brother. And I wasn't going to preach. I was just going to encourage. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Woo! But I've got this.
Yeah.
And I also got our brother down here in this white shirt. I didn't get to hear all of it. Because I had to go do something. But for a couple of weeks, I heard something on the way to work concerning this. And then this last few days, I was like, oh, Father, I don't remember what you told me. Oh, and I was struggling and struggling over it. And when he read about Holy Spirit breathed on them. And if you retain the sins.
Come on.
And you know what the Lord showed me? And I said, oh Lord, that was it. I remembered it came rolling off of my brain. What the Lord told me several weeks ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what you're doing when you retain the sins of others?
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Can't do that very long.
No.
I'll pass out on this thing and somebody will be up here putting their mouth on my nose trying to get me to breathe again. I'll pass out. When you retain the sins of others, you're holding your breath. Not letting out any life. When you forgive them, you breathe out and you're saying, I forgive them, and you breathe it out. That's why it's better for you to forgive and let them go. Because when you don't, you're going,
bless God.
Like, Lord, I'm getting blue in the head now. Can't do that too long. And then we wonder how come we can't live.
Come on.
We're holding our breath. from those that had off and did things against us. Amen. Well, how many things did you do against somebody else?
That's right.
Lord, if we would just all stop and just do it God's way.
That's right. Bless.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So that day, he did not take the breath of what he created away. He didn't. He did not, that's the name of this message today. He did not leave you. He hasn't left you. He's never left you. When Adam disobeyed that one command, he did not leave them. Yes, the glory left, the presence of God left. But he didn't leave you. His breath that he breathed in Adam, he still left. If he would have removed the breath that day, Adam would have surely died.
Right.
And I said, Lord, that would have been killing him. Whoa. And all of us were in Adam. Now I can't figure that one out. I ain't gonna try. Now that's a God thing there. But we were in him. And one of those words that I looked up in the Hebrews concerning that death is to gather one to their father. If the Lord would have taken Adam's breath, he just transferred fathers, didn't he? He would have been gathered to his...
Oh, my Lord.
Eternally, all of us would have been with Adam, in Adam, burning in hell for eternity. Because it means gather to your fathers. He just transferred over... Right, now we're going to get to another. Y'all ready for another nugget?
Yeah.
Woo!
Come on, God.
Every word. Every word in the word is of significance and importance. Where was that tree?
In the middle.
In the middle. Do we want to think that the middle could be significant?
Yes.
Thank you. It is. It is significant. When we are either working or we're going through something, what's the most difficult place? The beginning, the middle, or the end? Where's the most difficult place? Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm a painter. I got a job, excited, hallelujah, I'm going to make a good profit off of it. You got all your supplies, you show up with your guys, you start it, oh man, this is good. And then you get where you're in the middle, right?
Okay.
Any painters in here, any construction people, anybody?
Yeah.
Cook, chef, any of that, right?
Yeah.
It's in the middle. This tree was in the middle, but so was the tree of life. See, they could eat from the tree. God didn't say they couldn't eat from the tree of life. It was only after they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Alright, here's the devil's plot. The devil, being a fallen angel, he knows the word. He was with God at the beginning. So were all the other angels. They have to know the word, because doesn't the word tell us that the angels hearken to the word of God? Well, they can't hearken to it if they don't know it.
Okay.
I could say pinto beans in it. They wouldn't know if it was the word of God or not if they didn't know the word.
That's right.
But Satan doesn't always know how God's going to plot it out. We always got one up on you. Lying, deceiving, filthy. Here's the deception. And here's why the middle is important. And in just a second, I'm going to stop. I could go on and on, but no, I want this for a day. I hope this is encouraging. You have a living evidence.
Good preaching.
You use it every day. Whether you don't even have to think about it. Now, my dad several years ago passed away from dementia. And with dementia, you forget to breathe. And so that's what happened at the end. He forgot to take a breath. But those of us that are living in well, we do it while we're asleep. We do it when we're in a panic. We do it when we're swimming. We do it when we're playing a sport. We just do it. It's a living evidence in you every day that your God didn't leave you, hasn't left you, and will not leave you. Because another thing came to me that Sunday that I saw it in our house. I was listening to Kathy preaching, but I was looking at the word for something else. And, whoo, Lord, at the end, I just screamed it out, didn't I? I just screamed it out. I said, oh my God, He never left us.
Hallelujah.
He never left us. He left the breath there. He wasn't going to, He's God Almighty. He was not going to stoop to the enemy's level and kill His only creation at that time. He could have, but He didn't. He's not a killer. He's a giver of life. He's a good God. And we're going to get into deception here in a second. But this thought also came to me. And I thought, Lord, that's how some people that are out there by themselves somewhere, and it comes to them about you. Because you're in them. They might not know you. They might not have accepted you. But that breath of life that you breathed in is in there, and you can still get to them by that breath, by whispering to them, come to me, come to me. I said, oh, Lord have mercy. But here is the church, don't let us just say, okay, God, no. Get your life right, live right, be right. You'll do more winning people by you living right than even speaking a word to them. But there'll be times the Lord will say, speak to them. Don't just throw out anything to them.
That's right.
Because in the book of Acts it says they call them Christians. Yeah. They'll see something on you that's Christ-like, and then they'll come to you asking about this, that, and the other. Amen? All right. So the enemy does not know the plots.
No, he don't.
Of the Lord, how he's going to do it.
No, he don't.
He knows from Genesis to Revelation. He knew that God was going to produce Messiah.
Uh-huh.
He just didn't know who, what, where. He didn't know it was Mary.
Right. Okay.
He just knew. He just knew.
Okay.
That it was going to be a young girl. She'd have to be a virgin. She was going to be from the tribe, one of the tribes of Israel. But he didn't know who it was.
Okay.
So he doesn't know all the plots of God.
No,
he doesn't know how God's going to unfold it.
Come on.
Amen.
That's right.
All right, y'all ready to hear about the middle?
Come on.
Yeah.
Woo!
Jesus.
God said, let us make mankind in our image and likeness. Chapter 3 of Genesis. Let us be careful what we hear, what's truth, and what's deception. Just like I know from now on, if somebody says, oh, brother, come on, ooh, don't you want to walk in the cool of day, you'll back up saying, oh, no. No, I don't want to walk in the cool of the day with God. That's see, right. You know that now. You got to know the truth and deception. And sometimes we say these pretty little sayings, and we've heard them from generation to generation, and we just accept it. Some of them are true, and some of them have some deception in it. And we can't walk in the fullness. We can't walk in total freedom because we're bound by some of that stuff.
Come on.
Let us know the truth.
True.
Woo, chapter 3. The enemy used a snake to deceive. And in chapter 3, verse 1, can it really be that God had said? All right, there's a deception right there. He's questioning her. Okay? Getting ready to deceive. See? Oh, I feel that ache in my body. Can it be that God really does heal? See, a lie. There's a deception right there. His word clearly said that he healed us. And the woman said, be careful how you know the word. Not just that you just simply misquote it, but don't add nor take away. Be careful, because when you do that, you open yourself up to deception.
Yes, yes.
All right? She did not discern. She did not speak back the word of God correctly to the enemy. The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the trees of the garden, except of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God had said that we shall not eat of it. He did say that. Then she went on and said, neither shall we touch it. Did the Lord say anything about touching it? No. 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 She opened herself up for such deception right there, because the Lord only told them not to eat of it. He said nothing about touching it. For in that day we would surely die. But the serpent said to the woman in verse 4, you shall not surely die. For God knows that in that day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be as God, knowing the difference between good and evil. What's the deception? Somebody raise their hand and tell me, what is the deception? Come on. Oh, come on. Somebody in this place knows. What's the deception? Okay, alright. And then something else. What is the deception besides what this gentleman just said?
Is it in verse 5?
He's either 5, 6, or 7. He said that the Lord knows that your eyes will be opened. Okay, it's verse 5. For God knows, okay, the devil's telling
the woman,
that God knows that when you eat of this, your eyes will be open. And you'll know. What's the deception?
You will be like,
I'm sorry?
You will be like God.
Your eyes will be open.
Let me tell you what, okay. No, because that's good. Keep that. But you know, further than that, deeper than that, how were they made? They were already made in the image and likeness of God.
That's right.
In the day that you eat of it, God will know. In the day that you... Let me just read it from here. He said, for God says that God knows that in that day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be as God. They were already like God as far as being made in the image likeness.
That's right.
That was the deception. That was the lie. Adam and Eve were never to know. And us, all of us that came from them, was never to know the difference between blessing and cursing, goodness and calamity. They were never to know. They were... Adam's one simple job was to kick the devil the hell out of that garden. And that was not cursing. That was telling the devil, get back to hell.
That's right. That's right, sister. He said,
yes, go to your destiny. That was his one thing. Don't eat of that tree. Subdue the garden. Have dominion.
Yeah.
Adam was supposed to tell that devil, get out.
Get out of here.
You are foreign in this garden. This is my garden. God put me here. Woo! That was the one. Okay. Oh, I still got to tell y'all about the middle. Woo! That tree was in the midst of the garden. The devil's ploy to get them to eat of that was for this purpose. That's what this word middle means, is to sever. The middle right there means to sever. His whole plot and ploy was to sever Adam and Eve from God.
Come on.
And he succeeded. But God, the only time you ought to, it's the only time you get to say but, and it means something, but God, but the Word of God says, but God. If for any other reason you use that word, somebody says, sister, you're healed. Well, but no, no. You'll sit on that butt. You won't move anywhere. You won't go forward. That's the only thing your butt's for, is to sit. I saw a saying yesterday. I can't follow a parked car.
Okay.
Lord. The negative butt will keep you right there. You can't move. Everybody else is moving forward in the Word of God. And if you want to use excuses, it's always but. The only but that's good is but God. But the Word says. Because when you use it in the negative, you will negate everything else that was said before that. That one little three-letter word but negates all the good that was said before that.
It's all right.
God put us back together.
Yes, he
did. God gave us Tammy.
Tammy.
My sister that I love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My sister that, woo, Lord have mercy. In the middle of her storm. Never gave up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now, oh my, we see. Okay, hold on, sis. Wait, just one more second. Come on up here with your pretty hat on. Hallelujah. My sister that I love.
Hallelujah.
And I treasure, because when she didn't like them, she was so quiet. How long have we known each other now? About 18 years? Oh, something like that. Amen. I love my sister.
Hallelujah.
Back in the day, my sister wouldn't say anything. It didn't matter what she was going through, good, bad, ugliness. But in our house, and I don't know why, but she finally shared with me. because she knew I would keep it. There was a few others that would. And I always treasure that, that she treasured that I can share with Carmen. And she shared with me some intimate things that, and I treasure. And then it was prophesied to her that she was going to go through a storm. Mm-hmm. How would you like that for a prophecy?
Okay.
Work. And her middle was long. Her middle was long. But now she's at the end. Not that every day is perfect. Yeah, well, I wished it was.
God is real.
And she still has, like all of us. Mm-hmm. How many of you have had in the natural the breath knocked out of you? And if you hadn't in the natural, in the spirit. I've had the breath knocked out of me. Well, God, to get back up the next day, people that you trust. I think betrayal is one of the hardest. All of it's hard. A hurt toe is hard. Oh, but that middle. So today is a day of ministry. I want all of y'all that are asleep, wake up. Wake up, sit up. I want you to sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. If you can't stay awake, stand up.
Come on.
Because if you fall over, we'll come pick you up. We are loving, godly people. Wake him up. Wake him up. Wake him up. The breath of God, wake up.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You have a living evidence in you. What is it?
The breath of God.
That was pathetic. I love this man right here and these people there. But the rest of you, 1, 2, 3, the living evidence in you is?
Breath.
It is the breath. That evidence every day is the evidence that he hasn't left me. Something just hit me. But
hallelujah.
I'm breathing. He hasn't left me.
Hallelujah.
It's my evidence that he hasn't. Now we are going to listen to a song, and then when it's done, it's over. This is your prayer time. This is your ministry time. You ain't always got to have somebody lay hands on you. Now if you want to afterwards, you go to Sylvia, you go to Kathy, you say, I still want somebody. That's okay. You can do that. But this is your moment. If you are, close your eyes, it's easy for you to fall asleep. You leave your eyes open, but put your hands up. When this song is called Our Breath Back. And I'm going to have Tammy play it loud because I thought I had the words because I wanted to read you a few of the words. I love the whole song. Last year, Kathy and another girl are my best buddies in the whole world. And my other buddy, Susan. And that last year before last, now Lord, I've lost track. I got the breath knocked out of me again spiritually. And Susan emailed me. She emailed me this song. And all she said on the email was this. And I scrolled down and there was this song and I tapped it. And after you hear it, you'll say, oh. And then when I asked her later, I said, how did you hear and learn about this song? Because another friend of hers got her breath knocked out. Went in a car accident. She lost her daughter, other grandchildren, I don't remember how many, but she, 5, 6 member, and lost half of them, and the other ones were still in the hospital. And Susan said, how are you making it every day? She says, I found this song called Our Breath Back. God gave me my breath back.
Hallelujah.
And so, when I got the breath knocked out of me, again, she emailed me, and that's all she said on the email was THIS. This is what you need right now. This is what you need right now. That's what happens to us when we get born again. We have this natural breath. We just do it. God gave you your breath back.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual breath back. I hope this was encouraging. You have living evidence that God hasn't left you. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now crank it up. It's a beautiful song. Arms up. Just minister. Let God minister to you. Crank it up, sister. Can it go a little louder? Is that it? I love about the body of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Giving us our breath back. Was an expansion, it was a new beginning. And he's the God who comes close. He's the God who gets in the dirt. He's the God who says, where are your accusers now? He comes in close. He weeps. He wept over Lazarus. He didn't bypass the process. He didn't fast forward it. He dignified every single human emotion. Every single one. Everything that causes us to be anxious and frantic. Jesus lived it. So I just see him coming in so gently tonight, giving us the realization of breath. I mean, we breathe whether or not we know it. Our body's doing the work for us. But I just see him coming in and revealing how close he's been this whole time. In the middle of everything. In the middle of everything we're in right now, he's right here.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait for the resolution necessarily. There's a hope that's beyond resolution. It's the presence, it's the person of Jesus.
Thank you.
So I just want to sing this one more time. I want you to put your hand on your heart, on your chest, and just feel your lungs rising and falling. Feel the presence of God disclose. It's under your skin, it's in your bones. Every breath you take, every breath you take, giving us our breath back. Giving us our breath back. You're giving us our breath back. You're giving us our breath back. With every inhale and every exhale, there you are, there you are. Giving us our breath back.
To breathe easy. Thank you, Jesus. you are so close. And every morning, there's hope in your lungs. And at the end, when she says, you were made to breathe easy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we bless God for the woman of God this morning? Amen. That was a word.